show.
Pretty much. Okay.
Delicious material.
Who knows if this is working or not? We'll find out. Okay. Good evening. This Shabbos was the same. We're going to read Parshas Kisetze, which has, at least according to the reckoning of the Sefer HaChinuch, more mitzvahs than any other single sedra in the whole Torah. So it's chock full of mitzvahs. One of the mitzvahs I want to focus on tonight is the mitzvah, or the mitzvah I want to focus on tonight is the mitzvah of Hashavas Aveda, which appears also in Parshas Mishpatim, but the psukim, some of the psukim are here as well in Parshas Kisetze. So the Torah states in Dvarim Perek Chof Gimel, starting in Pasuk Aleph, it says, just one second, I meant Perakov Beis, I'm sorry. Perakov Beis, Pasuk Aleph. Lo sire es shor achicha o es seyoni dochim. Do not see the ox of your brother or his goat cast off, it translates here, and v'salamta mehem, and hide yourself from him, from them. Rather, hashev teshivim achicha, you have to return him to your brother. Hashev teshivim achicha, those are important words. That's pasuk aleph. And pasuk beis, it says, v'imlo karav achicha elecha v'lo yidato, if the brother, the owner, is not near you, and you don't know him, v'asavto toch beisecha, you bring it into your house, and v'hoya imcha adrosh achicha oso v'ashevoso lo, should stay with you until he comes searching for it, and then you return it to him. Also important words, vashevo so lo. And then it says in Pasuk Gimel, lest we think this is only talking about a shore, or it says in the opening Pasuk, v'chein ta'asela chamoro, it's true about his donkey, v'chein ta'asela simlaso, it's true about his garment, and v'chein ta'asela chalavedas achicha, asher tova b'menu mitzasa. So too, for any item that belongs to another Jew, your brother, you have to return it, lo sucha li salim, you can't look away from it. So that's those are the three psukim which describe, really, if we pay attention, two things. You're not allowed to look away, and you're not allowed to, and you have to return. And indeed, if we look in Perek Eilu Metzias, which of course is the second Perek of Bav Metzia, where many of the dinim of Hashavas Aveda are discussed at a certain length, so towards the end of the Perek on Daf Lamed Beis, so there, in the context of something else, Rashi makes the comment that Dibra Masel is Havo Amina. Rashi says, what's important for us right now, Aveda Asei Velo Sase. We have here, wrapped in this requirement, is both the Mitzvah Sase and the Mitzvah Lo Sase. Okay, because both things are mentioned. And the Aveda Hashev Teshivim, that's the Asei, and Lo Sucha Li Salim, that's the Lo Sase. So certainly you have, it's an important Mitzvah, it has two aspects to it, an Asei and a Lo Sase. If you take a look at the Rambam, the Rambam writes in Perek Yud Aleph, Mehilchas Gezeilev Aveda, Perek Yud Aleph, Halacha Aleph. The Rambam there writes as well, he calls it Hashav Aveda, Hashavas Aveda Li Yisrael, Mitzvahs Asei, Shenemar Hashav Teshivim Lachicha, right? It's Mitzvahs Asei based on the Pasuk of Hashav Teshivim Lachicha, V'Haroe Avedas Yisrael V'Nis'alim Imena. You see the lost item of another Jew, and you ignore it, you turn your eyes from it. Then over below, sase shenemar lo sira shorachich v'salam tamehem ubitel mitzvah sase. You violate the lo sase and you're about to sase. V'im yashiva, and if you returned it, then kiyem mitzvah sase. That's what the Rambam tells us over there, and that's the basic mitzvah of Shavas Aveda. Now, how do we define an Aveda?
It belongs to Israel.
Well, that's a different problem. We're talking about obviously how can you even return it. So we say that there's a simon, whatever. It's a different discussion. But meanwhile, I'd like to define Aveda and really look at only one aspect. This is an important mitzvah, and there's a lot to say about it. But I want to focus on one aspect, and that is when you have a situation, usually when we speak about an Aveda means something you lost, right? The owner has no idea where it is, doesn't know where he put it, he can't imagine where it is, and it's completely lost. And of course, we have to figure out, how do we know that? How can we tell whether the owner knows, doesn't know, and so on? Yeah, it's not a whole sugi, of course. But basically, the basic understanding of the term Aveda is that it's something that the owner has no idea where it is. That's usually how we understand the term. However, sometimes you can have a situation where you have an Aveda where the item, so to speak, is lost, not because the owner doesn't necessarily know where it is. He may know where it is, but he's not interested in getting this item back. In other words, I forget it. I'm not going to get it now. I don't feel like looking for it. I left it on, and I may know where it is, but I was traveling someplace and I left it in someone else's house or something. And it's not they don't know where it is. It's not lost in the sense you have no idea where it is.
He's not giving up.
That's going to be the case. see. He may be giving up on it. He said, you know, but we'll see. He doesn't.
Not significant.
No, right. It's not worth it to him to go through the tunneling to go back and get it. So that is what we call in the language of the Gemara, Aveda Midas. Aveda Midas. So I'd like to look at a few examples and discuss one famous machlokas regarding Aveda Midas, whether the finder in such a situation is permitted to keep it. Okay, and then perhaps have a halacha l'maaseh ramification. I'm not sure whether whether plays halacha l'maaseh or not. So in the very first mishnah of Perek Eilu Metzias, about Metzias Daf Chof Aleph Amud Aleph, everybody knows this mishnah. Eilu Metzias Shelo ve'Eilu Chayav L'Hachriz, right? Eilu Metzias, certain items you can keep, and certain found items you have to announce and try and find the owner, and so on. Eilu Metzias Shelo, Matza Peros Mifuzarin. You find fruits that were scattered about, random fruits that fell down and were scattered about. That's the first example in that mishnah. But Metzias Chof Aleph Mud Aleph, Rashi comments, Eilu Metzias, Matza Peros Mifuzarin. Fruits were scattered around. That's an example of something you can keep, because, says Rashi, Nisya'ashu HaBa'alim, the Abalim Vandenhoop, Mehen, Kedomar B'mar B'hefkerhen, as they will say, and it's hefker. In other words, it's not necessarily that the owner's lost it. It's not necessarily lost, he doesn't know where it is. We're going to see exactly the case in the Gemara, where it's not exactly that it was lost in the sense of the owner, in the usual way we translate the word lost, that I have no idea where it is. But let's see. So that's the Mishnah in Bava Metzia, and Morton Rashi, again, Rashi says, B'hefkerhen. Like hefker, like owners. That's why the finder can indeed keep it. So let's see what the Gemara says. The Gemara, famous Gemara, we'll go through it quickly. Matzah peres mifuzarin. You found scattered fruits. The Gemara right away asks, well, what do we mean by scattered? Well, how do we define that, right? Bekamo. From Rabbi Yitzchak, the famous kav ba'arba amos. Kav is a certain measure, a certain amount of fruit, certain measurement of fruit in arba amos. Kav ba'arba amos. Rashi says, bekama chosher pizur, what's considered scattered fruits. Okay, kav, says Rashi, mifuzar ba'arba amos. Avugimel amos lo havi pizur. But if it's closer together, that's not called scattered. Okay, and the Gemara is going to explain as well. I should have time for our shul. The Gemara goes on to explain the situation. Hey, Chadami, one second. E derech nefila. If the fruits are lying around there where they clearly fell down and scattered around, so feel tuvanami. Even more, feel tuvanami, even more. Okay? Says Rashi again, that it's clear that it wasn't placed down there intentionally by somebody who put it down as planned to come back later and get it, but obviously they fell, they're scattered about. So I feel a tuba mikav, even if it's more than a kav, this amount. I feel, says Rashi, I feel a tuba mikav nami, the cave of the aimba and semen, there's no way to tell it. An apple's an apple, peach is a peach. You can't tell. So obviously the owner, when he comes home and realizes there was a hole in one of his bushels, okay, one of his bags and stuff, he's never going to get it back. So therefore, it can be even more than a kav. On the other hand, says the Gemara, continues the Gemara, V'derech hinuach, as Rashi explained, V'derech hinuach, osid lachso v'litlan, it was clearly placed there in some order, in some way, where it's clear that the owner is, he had to go get another bag, and he had to drop off the first batch and bring the truck back or whatever. Okay, V'derech hinuach, afilu botzim hachinami, even if it's less than a kav, you're not allowed to take it. Okay? Afilu botzim hachinami lo, even if it's less than that, you're not allowed to take. Right, so why does the Gemara say kav ba'arba amos? It depends on the circumstance. It depends on how the fruits were positioned. So it says the Gemara, Amar ukbar chama bechnash to the Beit Dari askina. We're talking here nash to the Beit Dari rashi b'shas asifas gronos. This is a time when you're gathering fruit. You're in this huge area where they're gathering bushels of fruit, like on the threshing floor or whatever. It says Rashi b'shas asifas gronos v'chan doshan balan v'nosu asaika v'nosu elu. Okay. The guy bundled up all his stuff. You go to a factory, so a few fruits are left there. You know what I'm saying? He bundled everything he wanted. A couple of them fell off the batch or whatever. He's not going back for them. It's not worth it. Okay? As Rashi says, as the Gemara says now, Kav ba'arba amos. So, nafish tarchayu, lo tarach inish. It's too much of a pain to go collect it. The extra four fruits, forget it. Now, that's not an aveda that I lost. I know exactly where they are. It's not worth my time. I get paid by the hour or whatever. I got to bring all these fruits. It's not worth my time now to get off the truck and go to the back and find these fruits, right? Nafish tarchayu. It's a big tircha, right? She says, nafish tarchayu. The cops have to go gather them, right? So, lo tarchinish v'lo hadar. Asi v'shaku is not going to come back, right? He's not going to... But, therefore, afkure mafkir lehu. Therefore, he's mafkir them. Forget about it. I don't want it. Okay, it's not worth it. On the other hand, but if it's a smaller area, right? You have to take two steps. It's not scattered around the wider area. It's a small area. So for that, I'll do it. That I'll go back and then get, because it's worth it to me. It's not so much. Okay? So that's what the Gemara says. Now the Gemara has a batch of shilas, famous Gemara. I'm going to read it quickly. What if the shear was a kav in arba amos? That was a cut off. What if it's a half a kav in two amos? Okay, what do we look at, right? Kaba arba amos time of my mishum nafish tarchayu. A kav in arba amos is too far to walk. It's nafish tarchayu. It's a big pain. But chatzi kav b'shtei amos, it's only two amos. So it's true, it's less stuff, but it's not much of a tircha to go walking two amos, right? So kav in nafish tarchayu lo mefkelu. Oh no, odil mishum dolo chashivi. Or maybe you look the other way. No, you got to have something worth it. If it's less, if it's more, but it's harder to get, but it's more stuff. But if it's less stuff, it might be easy to get, but it's not worth it. Chatzi kav b'shtei amos came the lo chashivi mafkelu. Forget it, for one thing. And the Gemara asked the flip question: Kabayim b'shmona amos. What if it's two kabs and eight amos? Ma'u kab amos tam amayim b'shum nafish tarchayu. Because the pain to walk four amos with kosher cane kabayim b'shmona amos. Even though it's more stuff, but it's more of an area to have to search. Not worth it. Kevin b'shum tarchayu tfei mafkilu odil b'shum delo chashivi. Maybe kab amos is not a big deal, but two kabs already, it's a lot. I don't care to have to walk further. It's a lot of stuff. Kabayim b'shmona amos kevin chashivi lo mafkilu. Or the Gemara has another kashin. Right, Rashi says mishum lo chashiva ale kav peri l'tzrol ale en torah kibush arba amos, not worth it. Right now the Gemara asks kav shumshimin ba arba amos. What if it's sesame? Okay, mahu kav arba amos time of mine mishum lo chashivi. Kav is not enough, but shumshimin came to chashivi lo mafkilo. Shumshimin Rashi says they're dakin ma'od sesame. They're very small. Okay, v'yesh torach b'kibush, it's a big pain to go collecting these tiny seeds, but. More than wheat, I will demand the car, they're much more expensive. It's worth it. Okay, if you had diamonds, that might be a pain to get them, but it's worth it, right? So
this is the you're talking about the pain to collect them. That's what we're talking about. Not that he's 10 miles
to collect
away,
them. Well, could
5 miles
be,
away.
But could be right. Right now, to collect them. Yeah. The ikker is that it's just too difficult to get, and shumshimin is for sure difficult. Forget it. You can get the idea. Anyone has kavtamri barbamos, kavrimoni barbamos, big dates and big pomegranates. Again, mau kav barbamos time of mind mishum lo chashivi kavtamri barbamos kavrimoni barbamos nami came to lo chashivi mafkelu odil mishum lefish tachayu kavtamri. They're big. They're easy to find. So kav barbamos kavrimoni barbamos came to lo chashivi tachayu mafkelu mai teiku. Whereas my teiku, all these things are teiku. But that's the sugya. In any event, what emerges from this sugya without the details? Okay, Rashi says tomorrow. They're big, you can grab it. It's easy to find, easy to spot, and it's not like sesame seeds and so on. Okay. Anyway, that's the Sugin Bab Mamsiya Daf Chof Aleph Amad Aleph. The Gemara on Amad Beis, once they introduced the famous Sugin Yerushal Midas, the Gemara just mentions there all that's necessary for us. Again, the whole Sugin, the Gemara says, Toshma, the Gemara quotes as Paris Mufuzorin. The Gemara says, isn't Paris Mufuzar in a case of Yehu, where the Baal doesn't know that they fell down? Right? Again, that's not our issue now. But the Gemara has an expression, Ha'amar of Ukbar Barchama, we just quoted him, right? This is now on Chafal from the Beis. Ha'cha Machnash to the Beis, here it says the Beisri, before we had the Beidar, whatever it is, different gears. But it says, Aveda Midasi, that's the point. That's a case of Aveda Midas. That's the key point for us. Aveda Midas. And Rashi explains over there on Amud Beis, what does it mean, Aveda? Excuse me, what does it mean? Aveda midas? The Aveda midasi? Shalom naflu mimenu. Umidas hanicham. Then it's hefker, right? He didn't. He knows that they're there. It's not that they lost, they fell, he didn't realize it. That's why it's not relevant, says the Gemara, to the Yeush Shalmidas sugya, because Yeush Shalmidas has to do with the Baal doesn't know they lost it. That's the whole sugya. The Gemara brings up this case as a kasha by Yeush Shalmidas. Well, no, this is not new Yeush Shalmidas. Here a guy knows. Aveda Midas. Okay, that's what I wanted to bring out from this sugya. So that's one example of Aveda Midas, where the person, to bring it over to a simple definition, where the person is aware that he, where the item is, but it's not worth it. In the case, it's not worth it for to go back to, even for sesame seeds or whatever the case is, it's not worth it for the guy to go back. That's a different type of an Aveda. You understand what I'm trying to say?
Yeah. Diamonds, it would be.
Well, okay, it would be worth going back, right? But diamonds might be different. So, yeah.
Rashi meant the midasi nicham differently than if Imamish put it there.
Correct. Yeah. For our purposes, yes. Okay. So that's the sugya in over there in Bava Metzia. If we take a look in the Rambam, thank you so much. The Rambam is in Perek Tes Vov of Hilchas of Exil Aveda Halacha Yud Beis. Motza Peres Mefuzarn B'Mokom HaGronos. You found scattered fruit in the threshing area where they prepare the fruits and so on, the market. Im Haya Kemo Kav B'Soch Arba Amos O B'Yesar Arba Amos Harei El Shalom Ne'eshe Ein HaBali Mitaplim B'Asifason. It's not worth it for the Baal to tumult, to busy themselves with gadim. Just they know where it is. They know how to get it. It's not lost in that sense. But it says Rashi. It says the Rambam. You can keep it because sharei ein haba mipnei sharein habal mitapim asifoson. But if in a smaller area, the Baalim may have put it there, fine. So he's machmir in the case, all this Gemara had to take you. So Rambam said, Sofek, you know, so you shouldn't take it. If you did, you don't have to announce it. Okay. Anyway, that's the Rambam Perek Teshvav Halacha Yud Beis. We're looking at Shulchan Aruch.
If you take it, it's yours.
You're not supposed to. In those cases, the Rambam says you shouldn't take it. Should not
leave it there.
Should leave it suffic. Okay, but if you did, you don't have to. You don't have to return it. Okay. Anyway, if we take a look in the Shulchan Aruch, okay, the Shulchan Aruch is in Choshen Mishpat. That's where he's in appear. Simon Reish Samech Siv Zion. That's how the Shulchan Aruch paskins as well. Motza Peres Mifuzaris Mokam Agronis Yom Hayu Kamakabis Of Dal Amos Obios Of Amos Harelu Shalom Mibnei Shein Habale Mitapim Asifah. So really, it's direct, you know, verbatim in the Rambam. Hafuzarim Pachus Dal Amos Lo Yigavem Shem Habale Minichu Sham. Okay, and also Yosim Mikav Dal Amos. The words Hayu Kamachatzi Kabibes. All the cases again, it's pretty much straight like the Rambam. And that's what it says in the Shulchan Aruch as well. Simon Reish Samech Siv Zayin. So this is one category of what we call Aveda Midas. There is another type of Aveda Midas, which we'll see the relevance of, that appears a little bit later in the Perek on the Chof Gimel Amud Beis. Chof Gimel Amud Beis. The Gemara there says it's talking about barrels of wine. Yeah, barrels of wine. So the Gemara has the details of the case. Again, is not pivotal for us. We'll explain it anyway, just to see. The Gemara says, just find it. Omar Mar.
There's a lot in the little area which is valuable.
Right, but that's not the one case. It could be. There is a different case. Omar Chavio Shoyayin. You had the barrels of wine, Vishal Shemen, Vishal Tur, Vishal Grogas, Ozasim, Hare Elu Shalom. Okay, the Gemara says, according from earlier, those things you'll have to keep. Okay, Elu Shalom. What's going on? Batanan, there's a Mishnah, Kadayayin, Kadashim, Chayv Lachris. You do have to return them. So Omar was there, Omarav, Masnisin Biroshum. Okay, the case in the Mishnah, Rashi explains, Masnisin, the Chayv Lachris is Biroshum. The idea is you have a barrel of wine, there's no simon. How do you tell? You know, you left the thing, so it's a bottle. It's have a bottle of Coke. So I can tell this bottle from your bottle, right? You can't tell. So the Gemara says, no, the Mishnah is talking about Biroshum. Rashi says, Masnisin, the Chayv Lachris, Biroshum. Rashi explains, Chaviyoseim Shel Cheres Hayu. They used to have these clay or earthenware barrels. Begafenos of magufas cheres, they would seal them with some kind of a cheres. Beshorkin teeth saviv ledabei kamagufa, and they put some kind of a, you know, the teeth is like, I don't know, what's it, mortar or something, whatever.
Sealant.
Huh? Some kind of sealant, yeah. Okay, around. And shelo yetze reach hayayin, so the wine won't get sour. You know, Bimei Shvat Onisan Shemochem Balibatim Chavios Achemani Keser Ochet Tesvav Yachad Note Them Up Kosein V'Tom Es Ayin. You'd open up the things, you taste them, and so on. V'Chose V'Sos and Klo V'Toch Potit Savir Magufa V'Hu Kari Roshem V'Nosan Achem L'Veisom Asnisan V'Chavis V'Shuv V'Hainu Simen Sheyesh Roshmin V'Yesh Nosan Sapsuch L'Mochem Yatsa. When you have these types of tops, it wasn't like today where everything is manufactured. You could tell the different types. The barrels were the same, but you could tell who it belongs to. But he says, but some people carry it open. Okay. Anyway, that's the case of the wine, Roshum. Now, Michlal de Brisa, if that's the one's answer, the Brisa, which says you don't have to return those items, must be talking about Bepasuch. They weren't sealed, Bepasuch. Brisa, Michlal de Brisa, says Rashi, the Kasana, Arela Shalot, says you can keep it. Bepasuch, Aksani. Must be Pesucha, but says Rashi, that's a question. Pshita, says back to the Gemara, the Gemara says, Ibe Pesuch, Aveda Midas. If you leave an open barrel, that's an Aveda Midas, he. Okay, so the Gemara answers Amar Hoshia b'meitzif. It was covered but not sealed. Fine. And Abai Amar Filu Tema Idiv Idiv Barashim. Abai says Idiv Idiv Barashim. They're both talking. The Abai says also told me it was sealed. Okay, they're both sealed. Below Kasha Kan Kadam Shivtuch Otsos Kan Achar Shivtuch Otsos. It depends when in the season it was. Kihod of Yaakov Abba Ashka Chavita the Chamel Achar Shivtuch Otsos. He found a barrel of wine after the wine was being sold and so on. There were dozens of open barrels around. And also the comment by Amalei Zil Shkol and Ashur, go take it. What's the idea of it being open? So Rashi says, Michlal de Brisa, the Ksani, Hare Elu Shalom, Psucha Ksani, Bimia, Pshita, the Havera Midas, that's Havera Midas. Why? Shehinicha Psucha. When you leave a bottle of wine open, Okay, the whole shkotzim or emoshim and chashim shows him in it. Hey, you know what? I don't know. You're going to come back with that bottle of wine?
Spoiled.
You might leave a bottle, an open bottle of wine outside over here. No one knows over the night what sipped from it. You wouldn't eat it. Would you eat it? You left food out on your porch or an open saucer of water or something like that. Would you drink from the next day? You wouldn't. What animal came in the night? You know, I mean, I don't know, right?
It's a long list.
Right, long list around here, that's for sure. You know, raccoons and whatnot. So that's the case of the Gemara also. So that's what the Gemara calls Aveda Midas. What's Aveda Midas? Aveda Midas means he didn't lose anything. He didn't lose it.
You know.
But I had a half a barrel. I forget it. I don't need enough. I have too much wine. Whatever it is, whatever his reason, he left it there. So if somebody else wants to take, I don't know why, I don't know, maybe he's more desperate or he'll somehow use it for other purposes, whatever he'll do. But that's the case, all right, let me show it, because that's called, that is another example here on Chof Gimel Beis of Aveda Midas. Then the Gemara answers, you know, how to answer that case. Meitzif means it was covered, but not fully covered, whatever. We don't have to go into all those details right now. But the bottom line is, from this Gemara emerges another, again, we've had the term of Aveda Midas so far twice. We had it back on Chof Aleph Beis, where it was the case of the fruits. Here, it's a different kind of Aveda Midas a little bit, because the guy may actually have put it there. But he put it there in a way in which, what? He's not going to, he doesn't want it back. He's not going to get it back. He's not interested in ever seeing this ever again. Then there's another Gemara on Chof Hei Amud Beis. Here, the Gemara, Chof Hei Amud Beis, is told where a guy put something in the garbage. Okay? Now, those are two different types of garbage piles that the Gemara discusses on Chof Hei Amud Beis. One which is taken, and one which just sits there for a while. So the Gemara, again, without the details of the whole sugya, the Gemara on Chof Hei Amud Beis says, ashpo hasu lefanos, if it's a type of garbage where it's regularly collected, so that's also called aveda midasi. You put it out there, anybody, you know, I remember, with the chumash, but I remember when we were doing some concern. Put them at curbside. Anybody can take it. I remember I used to have in my house shelves, you know, for the swarm with these, some type of paver brick, some kind of bricks, you know. And then we got new shelves, whatever it is. So I put them outside by the curb. They were gone the next day, gone. You know, I'm happy someone used it, what I care, you know. The type of thing was cement, so people using their gardens or whatever it was. I was very happy.
You wouldn't have to pay to collect it.
Well, I'd have to pay to collect it, exactly. So I was happy somebody used it. You know, so that's, I'm saying, that's called Ashpa Hasulafanos. That's called, the Gemara also says, again, the context there is not pivotal for us, but the Gemara used the expression again, that's called Aveda Midasi. Rashi earlier on the page said, Shekain Derech Ashpa Lifanos, Ve'ilo Shokale Hai Hashtel Cheshimali Atlanta, Nachri Yisro Choshir Hilchach Aveda Himuzal. It says, someone's going to take it. That's the bottom line. But it's called Aveda Midas. Why? Davila Suka Daita Shifnu. You should have known. I mean, if you put something out, you can't come later and say, could I go back now and try and track down the guy who, even if I could have him, I don't think I'd have, I'm not sure what the law would be in America, but once you put something out there, it's all for the taking. So that's cool. That's also another type of Aveda Midas. But here's where the fun starts, based on the Rambam on this Gemara. The Rambam is in Hilchas Gzeila Aveda again, back in Perek Yud Aleph that we saw before, but this time Halacha Yud Aleph. Yud Aleph. The Rambam writes, Hama'abed mi mamono ladas. A guy, it doesn't mean money necessarily, but property. He's ma'abed, he loses, quote unquote, he loses, right? He causes to become lost property, ladas, you know, intentionally. Ein is kakinlo, you're not required to give it back to him. Ketzad. He niach paroso berefes she'ein lo delis velo kashra v'halachlo. He put, talk about closing the barn door after the horse went out, right? He puts his horse or his cow, in the Rambam's example, in the barn, which has no door. He didn't tie it up, and he went on vacation. So for shteitzach, the animal's going to walk away, so someone else can claim the animal. I didn't lose it, right? Not lost, it just, you know, right? That's the example he gave. Or, hishlich kiso b'rishus harab v'halachlo. A guy takes his wallet, throws it into the Times Square, okay? The chol kaiotzev is a hareza ibeid mamono ladato. So these are all cases again of Rambam uses the term aveda midas.
Right?
So no, but you may not want it anymore. I'm not like a kaiot again. I mean, to do with the wallet, I guess, a little strange. But
with money,
you know, yeah, the guy's got this animal, and it's an old animal. Whatever, I'm moving. I don't feel like schlepping the animal, so I'll leave it there. It'll wander away. Someone else will take it. I mean, you know, I don't want to put it. I don't want to put it out of its misery. It's been my horse for so many years. Whatever, you can construct a case, you know. So meanwhile, that's even Mamo Daito. But now here's what Rama says: V'afal pi she'asur l'roeh Dover ze lito la'atzmo. He says, it is usur for the finder to take it. That's what Ram says. But, eno zokuk lahachzir, but there's no chiyav of Hashavas Aveda. So Ram says here's something very interesting. You can't keep it. You don't have to return it, but you can't keep it. So passing the Ram, you can't take it.
There's some kind of split between Hashem Tishivet.
That's right, exactly correct. Exactly right. He's saying there's no mitzvah Hashavas Aveda. He has a drusha, which doesn't appear in the Gemara. Mr. Tommy got it from somewhere. He says, Shenemar. Ram says, Shenemar. Asher Tova, our Pasuk. Pasuk Gimel in Parakov Bay is here in Parshas Kisetze. The Pasuk says, right, V'chein tase l'chol aveda sachicha asher tovad mimena umtzasa. Anything, any lost article that may become lost from him and you find it. Says the Rambam, Shenema asher tovad, prat l'ma'abed l'daito. Asher tovad, it got lost, as opposed to you kind of caused it to get lost. Now, again, to my knowledge, that's not a...
You're talking about the Devala Boss?
Yeah, the Devala Boss. Okay. But that's in the prat, means it's excluded. The Lashon of the Pasuk is, again, I read it, V'chein tase l'chol aveda sachicha asher tovad mimenu. It got passive. It became lost. That's when there's what? A chiyav of Hashavas Aveda. In this case, there is no chiyav of Hashavas Aveda. But he said, then you can keep it. So says the Rambam. Leave it alone. None of my business. Whatever happens. That's the Rambam says. Doesn't mean you can keep it. So says the Rambam. And again, the Magid Mishnah brings over here, Gamzeh Pasher, he quotes this case. That's the case of Ashpa Sulefanos, Aveda Midasi, Ve'inis Kokonoi. He said that that's the Mokka for the Rambam, even though he doesn't give that example. But, pardon me, the Rambam says that the Magid Mishnah says that's the case that the Rambam got it from. So that is the
but the Rambam. You're allowed to keep it if someone goes by.
Right. Well, didn't even say that. We didn't say that. Apparently, the Rambam may not hold that way. But that's the Rambam. Hold on.
The Rambam says it's us and the other
Oh, very good. But we saw, that's an excellent question. Well, the Rambam says it's also us too. We saw before in Perek Tesvav, Halacha, what was it? Halacha Yud Beis. The Rambam says Motza Peretz Mefuzarin, etc. Kav Besoch Arba Amos. The Rambam says Harei L'Shalom Mipnei She'ein Abala Mitavs. That's a good question. But hold that question for a moment. If you take a look in the tour. Simon Reish Samach Aleph. So Hoshe Mishpah, of course, Simon Reish Samach Aleph. The Tor here quotes the Rambam. What did I say? Reish Samach Aleph, yeah. Reish Samach Aleph. The Tor writes, V'chosav HaRambam, Afal pi she'ein laro elit l'la'atzmo, even though the finder should not take the item for himself, he can't take the item for himself, Mikol mokom ein chayv l'tapil bo. You don't have to tumble with it and return it. V'chein kasav Rama, not the Rama with Aleph, Rama with a hay. Only Rishonim, Rav Meir, Ruturus Halevi, agrees with the Rama. Continues the Torah, v'ein nirekein. I don't think that's correct, says the Torah. Daveda midas, have a hefker. Daveda midas, so it's hefker. What's the problem? Of course he can keep it. So we have here Machokas, Rama the Torah, plain. I don't say plain English, but plain Gemara language, right? And the Machlokes Rambam the Torah. The Rambam says, and the Torah quotes the Rambam, that you don't have to return it. Like you said, there's a split. Hashavas Aveda, there's no mitzvah, but I don't have to, I can leave it alone. I'm not allowed to keep it. And the Torah says, nothing to do with it. Einir kei, Aveda midas, ha'a hefker. This is Aveda midas. And we saw before, Aveda midas is hefker. Yeah, it's hefker. Right? The classic way we just learned the sugya is that I just showed you in those couple of places. And there are others. I just showed you a couple. But that's Aveda midas. That's hefker, says the Torah. So what's the problem? Of course you can keep it.
Yeah. Over on
Vihi Salamtim,
you have to put it in a neutral place, put it somewhere else.
No, that's what it means. Anything to do with Hashavas Aveda is off. That's what the Rambam holds. There's no, the mitzvah of Hashavas Aveda, whether the Asay or the Losa, so it's not really a split in that sense. Right. It's a practical split in the sense you're allowed to look away. But in terms of the application of the mitzvah of Hashavas Aveda, doesn't apply to this case, says the Rambam.
But you're not allowed to keep it.
So says the Rambam. And the Torah disagrees. The Torah said, what are you talking about? Why not?
Sure, you like
that. That's Machlokes. Machlokes the Rambam and the Torah. So let's take a look. So we take a look in the, that's the Torah. So it's interesting. The Shita Gubetzes in Bamatzia. Shita Gubetzes in Bamatzia is on that same daf, Chof Aleph Mud Aleph, quotes, Vizel Loshan Harivid, the Omer Yitzhak Kab, and the case of Karba Amos, etc. And he writes, the lav avedahu elamishum de mafkirlo. In the case of Kav Arbamos, it's mafkir. You're a mafkir. So the Ravid, surprise, disagrees with the Rambam. Even though it's interesting, the Rambam, the Ravid over there in Hilchos Zeil Aveda didn't pipe up. Okay, interestingly enough. But the Shita Mekabet says in Baba Kama Chaf Aleph, the Zeil Shmarav quotes the Ravid as the Taka disagreeing It's not disagreeing with the Rambam. Okay, but in any event, clearly the Tur disagrees. Okay, so the Beis Yosef, commenting here on the Tur, right, to Masha Kosov Shem Rambam, Afal Pish, Ein Lo Laro, Little, etc., the Perek Yudach, Mizu Gzeel Al-Khidalaf, we saw it. Kosov Kain, Masha Kosov, Ein Nira Kain, David Miz Havi Hefker, says the Beis Yosef, not true, Lav Milsi. The guy wasn't mafkir. He's just being sloppy. He doesn't care about his stuff. But that's not the same thing as being mafkir something. Okay? There are klalim. And just because this guy is not careful about tracking down his belongings doesn't mean that someone else can keep it. So I'm a shmendrik. I leave stuff outside. Like here, in our neighborhood. He's defending around. Right. He's saying, let's say I have in my house, I have stuff in the yard. Okay, a lot of us do leave stuff in our yard. Now, really, you should bring it in. Okay, I mean, you know, because it's the yard may be private. Not maybe not the best example. Let's say you have little kids, and there's a sidewalk in front of the house.
You leave
the toys out there. So really, you have the safety of bringing it at night. You're bringing it at night. Or you should bring it in. If a guy didn't because he's a schlep or because he's too tired or whatever, so that means now I can go take that thing. You know, can I go take that little toy bicycle?
Now you've done the kids.
You're right. If it's on the grass, you could say that's my private property. But a lot of times, let's be honest, with kids, especially if it's not a busy street and so on, there's all kinds of jugularity stores, all kinds of stuff, basketballs, and right, they bring the whole net, right, the whole backboard net onto the street. So I'm going to go take it next day. Why not? It's private. So that's what the Beis Yosef is saying. Just because a guy, really, you should bring it in, Taka. But if he doesn't, that's in defense of the Rambam. So that's the Beis Yosef, not surprising. The Bach, in the same place, the Bach says, he quotes again the Rambam,
you don't have to return it, though.
I don't have to go tell him, you left your thing. That's exactly the Rambam. There's no mitzvah Shabbos Aveda. But
you can't take it.
But I can't take it. that's the Rambam. Says the Bach, Masha Kosov Hashem Rambam, etc. Says, Perek Yalma Gazel, Kosov Kain, Alam Abed Roman Adas, Ainis Kokin Lon Ketzad, Yenich, he quotes the whole Rambam. I don't have to read the whole thing. Venira Poshud, first of all, he says, you know, it's a funny thing, the Rambam quotes a drusha, Shenemar, Asher Tovad Mimenu, Prat, I mean, that's usually a Gemara or a Sifrei or something like that. Where is it? So the Bach, first of all, says, Venira Poshud, the Rambam Motza Drusha Zu B'Divra Roseinu. The Rambam didn't make it up. The Rambam doesn't, you can't make up drushas. So the Rambam must have found it somewhere. We don't know, we have to look, you know. I forgot to look. I should have looked. I have at home. You know, there are a number of Svarim where they try to figure out whether the Chaim Kanievsky from Bnei Brak with his, you know, Gevaldik Bekias. So he has a sefer called Kiryas Melech on the Rambam where he tries to identify where the Rambam. You know, he finds some obscure midrashim and so on and so forth. You know, I forgot to look. I should have looked. But okay, whatever it is. But the Bach says it somewhere. Okay. The Rambam Motzah Drosh Azub, but they were saying, anyway, the Hashtam, the Itzuch Asher Tova, Danis Kogam Abed Ladat, Michal, the Osulit Lena. He says, the Rambam brings a drosha. Okay, you have to have a drosha to tell you that you don't have to return it. But I mean, the assumption is that you can't keep it. You just need a drosha to tell you to be kumvase, you know, that the kumvase doesn't apply, right? Okay, that's what he says. All right, anyway. And therefore he also thinks the Lufiza ain't Mokum Hasogas Rabbeinu. He doesn't think the Torah's Hasog and the Rambam is correct. Gam Masha Kas Rabbeinu David Amidas Hefker Kosher. Okay, and he goes, that which the Torah assumed is a Dover Pasha when a guy left it, it's Hefker. He said, excuse me, but later on he quotes in Reish Ein Gimel Sif Dalet, Hevi Rabbeinu Losh Rambam Shekosu Mao Hefker Sheyomar Nichse Elu Yu Hefker. Hefker requires a price. You have to declare that it's Hefker. I don't go into this problem, like we do by Bitul Chom, we say, have a Hefker. You know, we declare something as Hefker.
But you're not going to know if he declared it or
right,
not.
That's a different point, but I'm saying, you're right. But his point is that the tour seems to be assuming any Aveda Midas is automatically Hefker. Says the Bach, really? Hefker requires a declaration, right? Sheyomar, Nichsai, Nichosai, Elu, you Hefker. Lachol, you know, Bain, Lakola, Hefker, everybody. Bain, Metalti, Mekarki, Mechlaud, Belo, Amar, Lovel, Hefker. Minastam. So that's v'hachi mukla shmeitzem duchte tuva elak divei Rambam iker. So he thinks the Rambam is correct in the Shulchan Aruch, which I thought I brought here. Yep. The Shulchan Aruch I thought I was looking at it before. Here it is. I'm sorry. In the Shulchan Aruch, this appears in Siman Reish Samech Aleph in Sif Dalet. Siman Reish Samech Aleph Chosh Mishpul before Sif Dalet. The Chabad writes, "Hamabed Mon Ladas Ain Is Kokin Lo." You don't have to return it. Ketzad Aniach Paros Refa Shinodelas Lo Kosh V'Holach Lo, and so on. Okay, Hishlich Kisa Rishus Rabban V'Holoch Lo Harizi Ibn Lodas L'Daito Afal Pish Osa L'Ruah Dover Zeli Tol Atzmo Eino Zokuk L'Hach Zishnema Asher Tovad Prat L'Mavi L'Daito. The Rabbi Yosef Karo, the Mechaber, says in the Shulchan Aruch exactly like the Rambam, and we saw in the Beis Yosef he defends the Rambam, says the Rambam, V'yeish Omrim Davei L'Midas Have a Hefker V'Kol HaKodem Zokuk Tor. Ramah quotes the Tor, so it boils down to Machokas and Mechaber the Ramah. It's Machokas the Ramah and the Tor, and it's also Machokas and Mechaber the Ramah, how to paskin. We take a look in the Shach. The Shach is in Gimel writes as follows. Beis Yosef, Kosol, the Dalav Milsa, he quotes the Beis Yosef and so on. So, Beshul Shein, Choshel, Vakech, on the Chosel, Lonamar, Shevkirim, just because a guy doesn't take care of his stuff doesn't mean he's Mafkirim. Vigama Bach, Kosol, the Iker Karamim, says the Shach, I disagree. Just like the Bach and the Beis Yosef defending the Rambam, the Shach disagrees. The Shach writes, "Lofina Daiti Lo Yard Lo Sof Divrei Tur." The Ain Kavonas Atur La Hasik Besar the Mistama Kavan the Ain Mekapeach on the Chos of Mafkiram. It's the Beis Yosef. The Tur isn't, you know where it is? Yeah, you got that's on the other side.
It's not here.
Yeah, it's right by the lockers. I think it's not here. It's, no, it's by the lockers. It's not gonna work there. It's got the lockers. Okay, sorry. So, thank you. So, the Shach says the Tur is not trying to say one of those. Oh, Shkoyach. Thank you. The Tur is not trying to say that just because the guy doesn't take care of his stuff, it's automatically mafkir. Ela kavanosu lahasik daveda midas tamrina b'shas b'chol duchto perusha that have a hefker. He's not talking about some kind of umdana that we're trying to figure out what's in the guy's mind. Then the taka the Beis Yosef's right. We can't figure out just because the guy left something there. He's saying that when the Shach says that the Torah's point is that when the Gemara uses the term aveda midas, says the Shach, perusho da have a hefker. Right? Again, the kavanah sola hasik da aveda midas da mina b'shas b'chol duchto perusho da have a hefker. That's what the Torah is saying. So it doesn't matter. We don't have to now start trying to figure out what the guy yes had a mind. He didn't have a mind. He put it by the curb. He was playing basketball. Whatever. That it's not our job. That's the Beis Yosef is right. We can't make an assumption just because the guy put it there automatically doesn't want it. But that's not what the Beis says the Shach. That's not what the Torah is saying. The Torah is saying that lemaisa when we have a term aveda midas that means that there was hefker. Ukemoshem mukha gabe ashpa. Like the case of the garbage that we saw before, the karmishas aveda midasi behind all karka the hefker havi behu shelo kamoshal kazal eishim reish samach if
you know because it was agreed. In the ashpa you say
right he says when and he said in all these cases or for example the case
that makes it
the Gemara is referring to this as aveda midas means that we consider lahalacha to be hefker. That's the point. And he says, go back. Well, you ask. The Ka'amar Toshma Paris before Zoran Harel Shalom, Holy Yodan Afmina, Amarukba Hokamachnash de Bedoria, Skinner, Daveda Midasi, Pirish Rashi, Daveda Midasi, Shalom Nafmina Midasi, Nikwan Hefker, and so on. Alma Daveda Midas, Behold Dufka, Behold Dufka, Perusha, the Ha'am Hefker. But the Shach is bothered. 1 second. But in that case of Peres and Suzar, and the Rambam himself admitted you could keep. We saw that before in Perak, was it Perak Tezvav, Halacha Yud Beis, we said it was, right? So there the Rambam said it was Hefker. So says the Shach, Rambam Tzarech Loma, Daveda Midas Tahacha, Ein Perusha, Kuma Veda Midas Tahasam. Maybe there's a different category of Midas, Udocha Goro. It's a big, very hard press to say that. Come on, and so on. And then he said that's a Docha, so the Rambam is a problem, says the Shach. But and then he says, and that which the Bach made a fuss that Hefker you have to declare it, says the Shach not so fast. Okay. He says, Lav Milsahi Devadehu Din Vidova Shenikar Machshavto. Even if the guy didn't actually make a declaration, if it's clear that the guy was mafkir, see the family's moving. So they have all kinds of junk by the curb. So Fashtetzer, you don't have to have an announcement, hello, I make everything Hefker. It's obvious, right? It's Nikar Machshavto Mafkir and Hefker. Can I read the right? Can I read the comments and suddenly brings various riots for that as well? Okay, certain things, it's obvious. So that's what the Shach points out over there in Shukot and Gimel. So there's a little bit of Lumdas on this, based on one other interesting case, I'll just share with you very briefly. There is a Gemara in Baba Basra, okay, which also is sort of like a middle case where you could argue maybe the guy was mafkir. We won't spend much time, but I'll just read it to you briefly. It's a Mishnah in Baba Basra, Pei Zayin Amud Beis, okay? The Mishnah says, Hasholeach es beno etzel chen b'ni. A guy sends his little kid to the shopkeeper with a bowl, okay? He gave him a plate or a glass thing to put, and as he gets the stuff, and the chenven, he puts the stuff in his glass bowl, and lo and behold, what do you think? What happened to the kid? He breaks it, and all the oil, whatever, all the oil spills out, and everything. So says the mission there. The shopkeeper is chayev because you shouldn't have given the thing over to a kid. The kid's 5 years away. Of course, he's going to trip. Okay. Rabbi Huda poter shamanas kain shalcho. Rabbi Huda says, the father sent him. What are the shop? Not the shopkeeper's problem. Would you send your 20-year-old? Don't send your 5-year-old, right? It depends on his holding or whatever. So that's the case in Peizanim and Beis over there.
So what does it mean? The oil, theoretically, so, if you ran there, you could pick up the oil?
Well, yeah, but that's not the case here. The case is that, you know, the chenven is, I guess so, but it's on the floor. But the point is that the chenven is chayev. So says the Gemara, Bishloma, when do we have a machlokas? The machlokas is whether, maybe the kid, why the father send the kid? I sent the kid with an empty plate of, or empty fruit bowl. I didn't have in mind that the chenveni, it was a way of hinting to the chenveni, I need a shipment of fruit. Not that you should give it to the kid and put it in the, and that's what the chacham said. But he said, no. Anyway, the bottom line is the Gemara says, shavar tzluchas aveda midasi. The same term comes up here in Baba Basa, pay Zion and Beis, aveda midas. Rashi explains, the chimasul atina, ksheina de'el shamra, hefker was there when you gave it to a kid, it's like you were mafker it. But the kid's not going to be careful with this thing. Okay, he's not interested in the kid bringing the thing back. Send me the stuff, you know, ship it over to my house or whatever. I didn't mean to put it in that barrel. Anyway, the point being that from that sugya is another type of aveda midah. It's not in Bamitziah, but where you're giving it, like, the kid might bring it home, but he might not. It's, you know, a little bit of aveda midah. That's what comes out. In any event, based upon that, some of the achronim try to work out this Rambam. The Sefer Machane Ephraim, which is on the Rambam, Hilchos Zechiyah Mehefker Simon Vov. Okay, he says the following case. Listen to this one: Mi Shazara Kli L'Shavra Mitoch Kaiso. Okay, let's say I'm very angry and I take this thing, I throw it. I have a glass thing. I'm very angry. I'm furious. I throw it out the window. Another guy's walking. He catches it. So it never broke. Can I keep it? And if I hadn't been there, it would have shattered to smithereens. So meanwhile, I caught it. Am I allowed to keep it? Yeah. So the owner says, comes right down, running down, says, can I have my glass back? What do you mean? You threw it out the window. Right? So that's the question. As soon as it went into the air, it's hefker, because it's destined to be shattered, right? So it's hefker. I wasn't really being mafker. I wanted it to shatter, because that would have given me, let out my frustration.
Now,
my frustration. I didn't really want. It's almost like sick ratio. I don't want to kill the chicken. I just want to chop its head off. I don't want to break the glass. I don't want to really. You know, I don't want to throw the. I wanted to break it. I don't want just to throw it out the window. Anyway, that's the case. That's the case. So whatever. Yes, you are. That's for sure. So the Machane Ephraim writes, Tshuva Ika Pluta Ve'Enu Yidas Ichashiv Hefker Ilo. He says this machlokas. This is really a machlokas. He's going to say this is the machlokas. The Raman Tur. Because what the machlokas Raman Tur revolve around is aveda midas hefker or not? The Tur said aveda midas is hefker. Okay, so therefore, if you left it out with the case that we had before, the Torah says it's hefker, and therefore someone else can keep it. The Rambam says aveda midas is not hefker. There's no mitzvah shavas aveda, but it's not. You can't keep it. But you can't keep it because not hefker. So really, the machlokas, the Torah, and the Rambam says the machlokas boils down to whether aveda midas is classified as hefker or not. And the shach who defended the Torah said, you look in the Gemara, all the case aveda midas is hefker. So that's the position of the Torah, and the Rambam disagrees. So he says the Rambam and the Rambam all says lo have a hefker vatur the simreish tamachav because I have a hefker. So he says that and he brings the certain rise. He quotes the Gemara Elamitzis about the Paris Mifuzarin. Sounds like it is hefker, right? We saw it before. Aveda Midas is hefker. On the other hand, Omnum Imperikas Sfina, that's the Mochas Sfina, that's in Baba Basra that we just saw with the kid, with the glass. Okay, that implies that Aveda Midas is not hefker, right? So he says, Alma Afgav Aveda Midas, he lo achashiv hefker, right? We don't say that the father wanted it to break, right? So, and he quotes a parakates on a regular, another case, okay? Similar to your case. Remember that Gemara Baba Kama, the Gemara has like this. A guy threw something out the window. It wasn't his. I took some of yours and I threw it off the roof. Another guy comes down, he's got a bat. So he swings and he shatters it. Who's chayev? It was a third party's glass, right? So who's chayev now for mazik? Adam mazik. Who's the mazik? Do we say that the guy who threw it out the window is the mazik because it would have broken? But Lemaisa, he didn't break it. The other guy with the bat broke it. So that's a cigarette. Who's chayev? It was a third party owner. Right, who that's the Gemara case of the Chavav. I mean, Rizor Kelim Rosh Hagag Uvo Achav Shibum. He's potter. The second guy's potter. That's the Gemara says because
it would have broken
anyways. Yeah. It was falling down 7 stories. It's gonna shatter. But anyway, that's the Gemara there. So anyway, so it all comes together. He says it's a machlokas with the Rosh over there. And anyway, but without going through all the details, because the hour's a little bit late. But the Machane Ephraim comes out, the Nira Alpi Devarim, you have to say when he puts all the sugars together, the Yesh Chiluk Bavedim Yidas, Bein Hecha, the different type, the Shach didn't spell it out, he just said, the Shach said, the Rambam is going to have to say there's a different Avedim Yidas, right, but the Shach left it problematical. Machane Ephraim sharpens it. Machane Ephraim says, the Nira Alpi Devarim, the Yesh Chiluk Bavedim Yidas, Bein Hecha, the Gomer B'day Telaf Kurei, you have to, there's an Avedim Yidas where it's pretty clear that his intent was to be Mafkirit, Kagon, Hahi, the Perik, Elam Metzias, Danan, Sadi, the Kabbadal, Amos, Nofish, Tarchailo, Tarchinish, like the case we started with, the Kabba Arbamos, most people won't want to go over that distance of schlepping for little sesame seeds or whatever.
Because according to the majority.
But Anan Sadi means, you know, the general assumption, regular behavior of people, right? In that case, Aveda Midas is absolute Hefker Gomor. And that's why the Rambam, in that case, even the Rambam Paskins, the finder can keep it, yeah. Right? But if it's not so poshut, then it's not a hefker. And therefore, he says, over here, guy with the throwing the thing to break it, he said it's not so poshut that it was mafkirit. He was in a temporary angry state of mind. Was he intending to be mafkir this item? He wanted to get out of his frustration, but in a calmer state, he wouldn't have done such a thing. So you can't say it was mafkirit. Right, that's what the Machane Ephraim is interesting, right? He says, Kagon Shishlicha Mitok Kaiso, the Lochosh Aveda Midas, okay? Maybe it's not Aveda Midas, because it wasn't. So it's interesting Machane Ephraim, right? Interesting.
I just learned something recently, where if someone does something in Kas, you can't.
That's a different thing, like a Vazar.
No, but he's not held responsible
for his actions. Himself, right, relates to it. I can relate to
maybe that's could definitely relate a little that. Similar here. Little bit,
Yeah. So again, you look, and it's a little bit, if you look in the Ktzos HaChoshen here in the same simon, in the Shulchan Aruch Reish Samech Aleph, the Ktzos, and the Nesivos both, you know, the classic, commentaries on the Shulchan Aruch Reish Samech Aleph. He also says, look at the Ktzos first, Reish Samech Aleph, he quotes the Torah, the Beis Yosef defends, and then the Shachar, he has all the Rambam, and he says, Onis Daiti Ainzim, and immediately he disagrees with Shach. The Madachai Shach, the Veda Midas, came in the Ashkechan, Bechad Duchta, the Havah Hefker, just because in some place we talk or find, the Shach is right, and that Aveda Midas can be classified as Hefker, he said, Hochi, Bechol Mocho, it doesn't mean every place. The Ashkechan, Aveda Midas, Merkas Fina, he quotes the word Mabasur that we saw, where it's not. Hassan Bada Eno Hefker. Okay, there it's not Hefker. And therefore, he says, "Afinis daiti near the roi lo marshal ischav loshen aveda midas palm loshen hefker palm lo." Sometimes aveda midas means that. So the Machane Ephraim gave a gather. He said, you have to go by the umdah, what normal people say, okay. And the Shach seems to say you kind of have to look at each case. I mean, you have to consider each situation, okay. And he goes on to say, the key is yeyush. In other words, where do we come back to Yeish? Where can we assume really that there was Yeish, and where can't we? That's how the Ktzos says. And Nesivos also, okay. Nesivos quotes the Shach, and he says it's not true. Nesivos quotes the Shach first, and he says the Shach wanted to prove that every time it says Aved Midas, it's Hefker, and he says it's not true. There are exceptions and so on. Anyway, so all of these poskim talk about this issue, and I just mentioned a couple of other things very quickly. Classical Choshev Mishpat from the Trumas HaKri, written by the brother of the Ktzos. So he also on Sim Reish Samech Aleph, he says also again makes it tolly in Yeish. He says it's a little bit of he raises the question you raised before. He phrases it. He comes it from that angle, right? He says Yeish Omer Aveda Midas Have a Hefker Ayin Shach and so on. And then he says Relin Here the Ain Misham Kushan Rambam the Shiny Parrot, right? He says isn't there a kasha against the Rambam in the case of Paris Mufuzarin with Rambam himself Paskin that you can keep it? He says no, it's not a kasha. The Shiny Parrot Shudover Sheein Bo Simon, right? The Belav Hachi Royal Leil Shalom Motzi. Elamishum, the only problem is Yesh Shalomidas. That's a question, Yesh Shalomidas is not. But without the Yesh Shalomidas, there's no simon. So therefore, in that case, Rama Meir B'Davash Yesh Bo Simon. Kamo Kis, the Hudavash Yesh Bo Simon, like a wallet. A guy's angry, throws his wallet or whatever, but it has a simon. So who says he's mafkarit? Right? He says, Ain't about a Messiah.
That's
not
what to settle the possible contradiction between
right, that's what he says. It depends on the case. In the case of the fruit, so there's no simon. That's what Rambam says. You can keep it. That's a good chal. Yeah, okay.
Good chal.
That's okay, right?
I would never come up.
Okay. That's why you and I didn't write this safer. But anyway, so he says, Velina Alavi Raya with Das. Rambam brings a Raya from the case in Baba Basra again, where you see clearly, right? So that's his point. Okay? And he says, at the end, Al Karcha Tzarch Loma, the Eish Hefresh, Ben Aveda Midas, Aveda Midas, the different categories. Even though the Gemara uses the same terminology, it doesn't mean the same thing every place. If there's no possibility of ever getting it back, like the case of the Paris, you know, you can't get it, then it's called Hefker. And other places, it's not called Hefker. So Shimon Zakri says the same thing. And the truth of the matter is, upon further investigation, it turns out that the Meiri, the Rishon, is earlier than these. Earlier than the Ktsos, and earlier than the Nesivus, and the Trosakri, and the Machane in front of everybody, the Meiri kind of says it. The Meiri on Daf Chof, Hamid Beis in Bumbetzi, in the case of the garbage, Motza Kliba Ashpa, okay, depends what it's covered or not, Bizbar Begemarab Mishna Zuba Shain Ashpa Zu Asulifinosa, Vilchoch Mechusa La Yigbo, Megula, Noto, fine. He says if it's called Aveda Midas, if the garbage is going to be collected and so on, he shouldn't have left it there. But earlier, that's on Chaf Hem Beis. But in the earlier sugya on Chaf Beis on Beis, we talks about something we didn't talk about, krichos b'rishus rabim, bundles of stuff. He says, Shema tomar b'halo Aveda Midas, yishlohelo nicha b'rishus rabim, b'chol ha-me'abed mamal adaito, afo pish osa lo itilo atzim mikom makom eno zokalach. He quotes like the Rambam, shema asher tovad prat, so Tovman of Pratlam Abed Mono Das, he has the Rambam's thing also. Ein ze klum, she derech b'nei Adam tamid laniach krichos olam shur sarab mishasa katsir. People in the bundling season leave stuff. In other words, it depends upon circumstances. Sometimes, in the other place, he said, the garbage, that's Aveda Midas. Right? Who leaves stuff in the garbage that he wants to
put?
In the season of doing it. So again, he doesn't say it with all the lumdas, but the Miri kind of makes the same point, that it depends on the circumstances. So I just want to end. You have a question? I'm sorry.
Yeah, isn't it problematic to conflate Aveda Shomidas, Aveda Midas with Yeush when the
yes.
Gemara itself?
Separate, the Gemara rejected it, yeah.
Yeah.
So you're talking about the Ktsos, you mean?
Yeah,
and those,
he
does, but he just applies the case. I don't think he can, I have to look again, but I don't think he conflates the saying it's the same thing. You're right, why wouldn't he apply it? The Gemara didn't. That's an interesting question. I don't know how to explain it clearly, but he's not saying it's the same thing. He's just saying that in a case where Yeush will play a role,
that's right.
And
that
it's
was affirmatively mafkir.
Yeah, uh-huh. Yeah. Okay, that, but not because of Imidas, uh-huh. I think. I just want to end, you know, just we have as our general practice is something halacha l'maaseh. So it's interesting because it comes up, I think, in not so infrequently. These are all, you know, unusual cases. But I saw in a sefer, there's a sefer called Pisrei Choshen. Pisrei Choshen was written by Rei Tanachom, and it's all died about 2 years ago, Yaakov Yishaya Blau. It's 10 volumes on Choshen Mishpat subjects. And it's written in a style, you know, the Shmirsh Shabbos Kechosa style. You know, we have two lines of text in the bottom, and the rest of the page is all footnotes, you know, that style. So he also wrote the sefer Bris Yehuda on Ribbis, and he wrote a sefer on Mikvos. I have a number of his former home, a great Tanachom Yishlaim. I died in this 2 years ago. Anyway, so in Perek Dalet of his volume on Aveda, Dine Aveda, he said, what if you have the following thing? A guy, here, look over here in the coat room. You have, I don't know, how many jackets are there? Okay. I mean, I don't know, my shul, there's, since last Rosh Hashanah, there's somebody's kittles there. I hope he'll pick it up this Rosh Hashanah. You know, but it's been sitting the whole year. I don't know. I have no idea whose it is.
Maybe he doesn't even know.
You know, so at what point, so now let's bring it to Halacha L'maaseh. At what point do we say, listen, already enough? You know, can somebody else keep it? Can you imagine? We have now, coming back to, I don't want to bring up less cheerful things. We'll come back to the yeshiva next week, right? So we have boys left Sfarim and all kinds of stuff that they left over there. I always joked, I never could figure out how you could find the lost and found pants. How did you not notice that you weren't wearing, like, you know, a guy leaves a scarf in the wintertime, a glove gets off.
He lost his pants.
Right. But, you know, that you would, notice when he left the building. Right? All right. So I never figured out how you can have pants left. But okay. So there are pants there, too. I guess they plan to change later or whatever. You're wearing shorts in gym, whatever happened. But meanwhile, Lemaisa, and every lots of public places have, they say about the Stipler gone. I was never there in B'nai Brak. I regret it, but I never went. One time I went and he wasn't seeing people, whatever it was. But they say about the Stipler, he had on his desk a big cup full of pens. Because people came and they asked him shilas, and they took out a pen and they left the pen at the table. So he just put the pens in. He never used them. His pens sat there. He had enormous, that's what they say, had an enormous cup full of pens. So it's an interesting question, you know, is that, it's certainly a Veda Midas in a way. Sometimes you realize if I went to left my pen in B'nai Brak, I'm in Yerushalayim, I'm not going to go back to B'nai Brak just to get the pen. I'd be embarrassed to walk in anyway. You know, it's
dangerous to walk in
right,
there.
That's right. You know.
I tell you, Maisa, it's dangerous to walk in there.
Anyway. So he writes toward the end of the interview, he says, Chayfetz shehush ar mitoch shikha b'rishuso sh'olam hareze kaveda b'derech hinuach. If you left something there, then it's aveda b'derech hinuach. Like a footnote in Memvav, kigon mitria, an umbrella, okay? Ostam chayfetz, that sometimes people leave, they go to the store, people leave stuff sometimes, right? And you have to keep it. Okay, now he says, "Vim roish over zman rav." After a while, time goes by. If the dover sheish b'simcha chayv lahachz, ain b'sim and any achol zakos bo. You can't. Should be sure asid oled. They didn't come to you permissibly. Okay, and that's the whole question. Chotzer not for now. Okay, v'rotzu sheyasna l'tchila she'en rotzu zakos b'chavatzim v'shar mechatzero. He says you should have in mind I'm not zocha any of these things. You know that in my chotzer, and eventually you could, you know, perhaps be. He writes in the chaf aleph chavatzim hanim tzaim b'makom tziburi. Dinam kaveda b'makom sherab mitzuyim shomol chatchila yichaven bala makom shelo lezakos b'aveda, right? And v'chshiavor is man rav v'lo yidushu abalim then yachol zakos. A certain time passes. That's how much time has to pass. And he says yesh omrim shebe mikveh u'kedom. You have a men's mikveh, towels and whatnot, you know, right? Yesh omrim shebe mikveh u'kedom erotzi lahudia merosh be'ofen bolate shekol chayfes shelo yidrosh b'mesher tufa mitzuyemet. Make an announcement. Anything which is left here, a lot of people sometimes have that by the cleaners. No, but sometimes you go to the cleaners.
Right.
Stuff left not picked up in 30 days, right? That's what they do, right? Yiske bo bala mikveh, the owner, you know, whatever. Uchavor is manam, yachol is manam, mashay yirtzi, he can do whatever he wants with it, okay?
Once, but yes, it has to be a sign.
Right, v'nira d'hu adin b'uman, sh'lifamim mashrim etzol chafatzim anitan l'tikun, you gave in your shoes or your suit or whatever, yachol ahasam hero, sh'kol chayfa, sh'lo yidareish, zman misyum, yesh b'yada roshus l'macho. He can sell it.
What's the basis for that?
Huh?
What does he say the
basis? It's interesting. He doesn't really say that.
You bring it here. Because
you're doing it on that understanding. When you brought it there, it's understanding.
Not responsible because it's left over 30 days.
No, but I want to say, and that brings us to our topic. I want to say, because if you know that and you don't pick it up, so then it becomes like your mafkir. It's like an implicit mafkir. I think that's why I brought
this
in now.
That's the agreement. Right. I mean, you to keep it there.
You leave it out, but after that, I have the right to. Now, what they do, I know in the yeshiva is they have a big hefker. They get a little bezin together. They declare the hefker bezin hefker, and then they sell it. You know, and
I think they do.
Yeah, not mistaken. They make a hefker bezin hefker, and otherwise, how they don't have the right? You know, so they say. I know that in the shtiblach and meir sharm, I sometimes daven there in the shtiblach, meir sharm shtiblach. So there's a sign on every one of those. You know, familiar with the area? Every one of these shtiblach there, a little sign that says. Because there's always stuff hanging there, hats and umbrellas and bags. Okay, there's always stuff hanging. They say that every Erev Shabbos, I think if I remember correctly, every Erev Shabbos, they bring everything to one room. And I think every Rosh Chodesh, anything that wasn't collected, they'll be mafkir and so on, they're going to sell it or donate it to whoever the Gabbayim decides. So I think that, again, this is in a category of it, because sometimes a guy may, again, you went home, and you realize it's this, you're not going to necessarily go back there. So forget, I'll go back tomorrow. And after a while, but the best thing is to put up a sign. Anyway, that's a little bit of a halacha l'maaseh, just an overview on
what happens if something's going to spoil?
Yeah, it's a different discussion. It's good, too. It's important to know that also. Right? Because that's a case the Gemara has about fruits, that they fell off the tree, and you left them there, so you're going to come in 2 days, you're going to rot. So they can also assume that it was hefker.